Hello and welcome back to another episode of Unreliable Narrator. Yeah, hello, it's me, Eleanor. Long time no see. You know, the usual excuse. Y'all don't want to hear it. Y'all probably forgot about me. True, I would forget about me too. The fuck? 2025 resolution, right off my head, is to be more consistent, to be more truthful, and to create more. Because this world is so fucking boring and annoying. And did I already say annoying? Yeah. Anyways, no. But yeah, I'm trying to be more truthful and more honest and more, you know, creative. You know, try to do with the things that I actually like. Because depression be stopping me. Honestly, last year was so fucking ass. Everything, like, I know people who can relate. When you, like, just lose all interest in the things that would make you, like, genuinely happy and make the days go by, like, easier and less, like, dreadful, then all of a sudden, like, you just can't do them anymore. Or just doing them is such a fucking chore. And that's just basically what happened to me. Like, I swear, like, having a deadline, I wish, like, someone was like, you have to have it up by this day or no sweets for you. Like, that would work on me. We would not go 1 week without an Unreliable Narrator if someone was fucking telling me I needed to get this done or I was not allowed to eat cake for the next month or have boba. But because no one is doing, maybe someone should do that to me. I might ask my sister to be like, hey girl, don't let me enjoy anything in life if I don't put out an Unreliable Narrator episode. You feel me? We'll see if that actually works. But yeah, down the dumps. Honestly, I'm not doing so hot right now. My insurance, literally, yeah, if you are turning 26 this year, in the near future, maybe in a couple years, or you already have, you understand. I've been booted from my parents' insurance. I get it. I knew it was going to happen, but I swore to God, hand to God, they were going to give me a grace period. Like, maybe like 30 days after, like, they initially was like, hey, mama, goodbye. No insurance for you. Tell me why the 31st came. No insurance. And I was like, wait, I have medicine that I need to get. So I'm, like, off my meds right now. And if you're someone who, like, has taken a medicine, like, a prescribed medicine for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden you stop taking it, whether you didn't need it anymore or you forgot or, like, you just, like, maybe your insurance fucking ended like me. That shit messes with your brain. And this is not my first rodeo. I've done this, like, aka I voluntarily, like, stopped taking my meds because I thought I was cured. Or I just didn't think I needed it anymore. And, like, you go through this whole, like, your body's, like, fiending. And it's like, what the fuck? What happened to the medicine we used to take every single day? And it makes you feel, like, crazy. Like, I feel extremely, like, nauseous. I'm sweating all the time. Like, it's, like, 70 degrees outside. But in reality, it's, like, freaking 46. And I love how I said 70. Yeah, I'd be sweating at 70 degrees. My body is just, it runs warm, America. But I'm just, like, I'm, like, sweating. Like, literally, my back is a slip and slide. Ask anybody, because I literally tell all my friends to feel my back. And they know that shit's about to be a slip and slide. Like, we went to this, swap meet expo reseller extravaganza thing in Pleasanton, and I was wearing like a jacket and like a white tank top underneath. America, the white tank top, ooh, that shit was full of sweat. My back, a slip and slide. Literally, it was giving Waterworld, Vallejo, before it turned into, I think it's called Raging Rapids or some shit. But yeah, I was giving Waterworld. Not the movie, but the amusement park or water park. But yeah, y'all, it was not fun. It was not cute. The Honey Biscuits were looking at me crazy. They weren't even looking at me, period. But yeah, I was not enjoying myself. So I'm like sweating hella nauseous, like head hurts, migraines crazy. And like your vision just feels like hella like wavering and like blurry. And it's just like, I just want to sleep all the time, but I got shit to do, work to do, people to see, you know? So I can't like just like lay in bed all day. But yeah, like I've been struggling. Even right now I'm struggling, but I took a fat nap. It's 10:20 p.m. on a Wednesday and I'm sweating already. I already know, like, I'm probably gonna sweat through this shirt that I'm wearing right now. I'm trying to make myself, because I'm literally just at home by myself in this room, so I'm like, I can just make a makeshift crop top right now. I have my belly out because I'm going, oh fuck, I'm sweating. But yeah, that's how it's been going right now. But since this is free dress, you know, she's all over the place, I'm gonna go again, like, this, that, and the third. I'm going to tell you everything that hops off my brain, hops off the dome, what you missed on Glee. And we're just going to recap December because that's, like, again, the most recent month and my mind is in shambles. If I make no sense, apologies, apologies, but not really apologies. Also, before I even start this, just because this is a very small community, aka y'all the homies, I am literally going to put this shit back on Google Drive, like the most recent episodes, because I don't use Spotify anymore. I don't use Spotify anymore. I'm not on Spotify. I'm an Apple Music user now because my sister is the one that paid for our family plan. And ever since the Spotify Wrapped came out, that girl went ballistic and was like, I fucking hate the usage of AI. Like, it was so apparent, and it was, like, no heart and soul in that Wrapped that she was like, I'm over it. And she canceled it that day. So I don't want to pay for an individual plan on Spotify. So I was like, you know what? I'll follow you anywhere. So we're currently, like, a 3-month family Apple Music, Apple TV trial. And we're all just going to take turns to do this 3-month trial as a family. So that's, like, 9 months of free music in Apple TV. There's a loophole to all this, and maybe there's not, and we finally have to start paying for it, but we'll cross that bridge when we have to. But yeah, like, she kind of went crazy stupid on the beat, and she, like, went on Reddit and, like, tried to look for all these other, like, streaming apps and streaming, like, things. Like, she thought about Tidal. She actually tried Tidal. Tidal was cool, but I think it was the UI. It was kind of shit, but it was nice. And then Spotify, we were not using that bitch. SoundCloud's too expensive. Like, too expensive. It's always a SoundCloud summer, y'all. Like, the DJ mixes on that shit, oh, so good. But, like, all the ads kind of fuck you up for the summer. So, I only download SoundCloud during the summer because that's when I listen to the DJ mixes. But nowadays, I really just don't. I just go on YouTube. But anyways, she tried Tidal, and then she was like, I'm not doing this shit. There was another one called Deezer or something, but, like, you have to pay for that one. It doesn't have all the music anyway. So, like, she was like, I'm not using that shit. And then there's YouTube Music. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So, she was like, no. So, we're Apple Music listeners now. And I understand. I used to, like, be like, oh, you use Apple Music? What the fuck? But, like, the music sounds so much better, y'all. Like, there's a difference. And you can tell, like, Spotify does not give a fuck about the quality of music and the quality of sound. Like, not at all. And, like, Apple Music and Tidal, the music sounded so fucking good. It was kind of crazy stupid on the beat of how good it sounded. Like, you were hearing instruments and shit that you, like, you didn't hear before. Like, I was hearing people breathing and shit. I was like, damn, like, where were you all my life? Well, it was right there. I just refused to use it because I'm a sheep. And I was, like, a slave to what following everyone and what they did and all this other shit. And I'm like, let's not do that anymore. Let's break free, mama. And I just stopped using Spotify, and I don't know why I shit on everyone that, whatchamacallit, used Apple Music. I'm sorry. Apologies. But yeah, so I don't even use Spotify like that anymore. So I'm like, fuck, like, I'm gonna still put it up there just cause, like, why not? I might not, because that shit cost me, like, $5 a month to put up there. Anyways, don't worry about it. But I'm, like, trying to be normal and, like, just put up shit on YouTube without fucking thinking about it. Because, again, are we a full-fledged production? No! I'm literally in the spare bedroom of this new house I live in. Like, I made a makeshift crop top of this Justin Bieber shirt I'm wearing. Like, there's currently a sock on the mic because I felt like I need to put a sock on it because it would help the audio. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just be thinking of shit and just doing it. So we're just gonna roll with it. And I look fucking batshit crazy. I look fucking bad right now. But again, it's 10:25 at night on a Wednesday. So, like, no one can see me. Who gives a fuck? But yeah, so that's what's gonna happen. I don't even know. I'm 2025, I'm really trying not to care as much because, like, who's out there that I'm really trying to impress? Like, I really don't care at all. Like, maybe if you asked me, like, 3 years ago or maybe even last year. But it's getting to that point where I'm like, ugh, like, a bitch is bored. What are these people gonna do to me? Like, if the haters wanna hate, they can hate. I don't care. Like Taylor Swift said, the haters are gonna hate, hey, hey, mama. Like, what are we gonna do about it? I'm a hater myself. But I actually feel like I have morals. I have things that I, like, stand by. Like, I don't just hate to hate. I hate to criticize. Something more poetic, you know? Some dialogue about something. But Yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just tired. And I feel like the more you grow older, you're like, why do I care so much about what these people think of me? And it's like, who are even these people? I don't even know. Would I want what you have? Probably not. Because you out here hating in the comments over some random person, over some dumb shit. Like, huh? And it's just very interesting how my brain is working nowadays. And I feel like I'm all over the place. But what can you do? I'm literally sweating my ass off right now. I think that's going to be like the whole theme of this episode. I'm going to tell you guys how much I've been fucking sweating. And another thing is like, so I'm going to get some of this shit on YouTube. Because maybe you're one of those people that are like, fuck streaming. And I'm a physical media type of girl. Even though YouTube is like not physical media. But like, if you're like, yeah, let's go back to our roots and only like watch YouTube videos, and like, you can listen to the podcast on YouTube, because like, who cares? Get a really good ad blocker so you don't have their ads, just like, you skip on through, y'all. So going back to my sister, like, canceling all her freaking streaming shit. She deleted like all of her social media except for Instagram, but that's coming next. Because this is what I think is so funny. I'm like, my sister is very anti-AI, anti the government knowing her business, anti like letting people like opting into like Siri or like using shit like that. She hates it. She does not like programming things to know her voice. She does not want you to know what she likes to buy. Like, none of that shit. She hates it. So she deleted like everything. She's about to delete Instagram too. And like, she again hates ads. She hates ads with a dying passion. Like, we all do. But you know, like, we tough it out. We go on our phones while ad plays. Like, no. She seriously hates that shit so much. We currently don't use YouTube on our TVs. We use like a beta version of YouTube. I forgot what it's called, but it basically like is an ad blocker, but a really fucking good ad blocker that in your video, if your YouTube video and like the person you're watching is like, hey, today's sponsor is blah, blah, blah. And they start like, today's sponsor is HelloFresh. And they start talking about HelloFresh. It will pause the video, skip it, and then restart it when it actually has like the content you came there for. That's the YouTube we watch currently. I forgot what it's called. If people are interested, I will let you know. That's what we watch on the TV. And like, it's so interesting because Monsi, like, she literally will research on Reddit these things because she hates ads so much. And she's also like trying to wean away. She's really good at this because she like did not. She's not like me where I was like obsessed with social media and like Instagram and like on Twitter and I was like everywhere. She wasn't. She was reading or playing chess online or solitaire. That's what she was doing. And reading a lot. I already said reading. But, like, that's what she did. So, but, like, now she's trying to, like, really decenter, like, billionaires a lot, which I understand. And I'm like, thank you, Monster, because she, like, tells me everything. Like, we currently have a VPN. She got a VPN. And her VPN is so fucking good. It does, like, you're not allowed to use Apple CarPlay in the car at all because her VPN is so good. It like blocks Siri. Like, you can't use Siri. I don't even know why, but yeah, like, so we can't use Apple CarPlay in the car with her phone connected because her VPN is so strong. And she only uses Firefox as a browser because Firefox is one of like the only trustworthy browsers because it doesn't try to steal your information. So that's another fun fact for y'all. Don't dock Firefox. I have it on my computer too. Did I fully go to only Firefox? No. I still have Google Chrome, but my sister was like, Eleanor, on your phone, you need to delete all your tabs and download Firefox and only use Firefox. But I have like 263 tabs right now, split between my private browser and my public browser on my phone. So I'm gonna have to dig through those before I switch over to Firefox. But yeah, or like, now she refuses to use Goodreads. She uses a different account because Goodreads is owned by Amazon and fuck Jeff Bezos. So she's like, I don't want to use Goodreads. And she uses like this, I forgot the site, but it's like owned by a black woman. She made it. So my sister's like, I'm going to use that one. And I'm like, power, hell yeah, support local businesses. If I know the name, and if you're interested in the name, I will gladly tell you. But yeah, she was like, stop using Goodreads. I barely fucking use Goodreads. So I'm like, that'll be easy for me. Like, I'll switch over immediately. But yeah, that is my sister. And that's what my whole, like, ever since the raft happened, that's been happening. Well, my sister's always wanted a VPN, but she finally got one. And she's always wanted to delete all social media. but she just finally did it. She was just, like, lazy about it, and, like, she finally did it. And she's not one of those people that, like, just deletes the apps. Like, she deactivates everything. She, like, was telling me how Facebook makes it so hard for you to deactivate your account, but she freaking did it. Like, she'll sit down and do it. And she finds so much joy about going through Reddit and finding alternative websites to, like, things that you use now. Like I said, like, the Goodreads one. And she found one that was, like, woman-owned. And she was like, hell yeah, brother. Like, I'm gonna just use this shit. But yeah. And I feel like everyone needs one of those people. And it's so funny because she's, like, she's an engineer. And she really, like, I feel like maybe people who are true engineers or true, like, computer science people, like, will hate AI and think that this is the most fucking stupidest shit in the whole entire world. I remember when my, like, older family members would ask her about it, she would be like, I don't care. I don't like that shit. And it's like, I was like, oh, go on with your best self, Monsi. But yeah, it's so funny because she gets really into it. But, like, more power to her because, like, I'm lazy as fuck. Like, I just wait for her and I tell her, I just give her my phone. And she does everything for me. And, like, the TV and, like, putting that fucking ad blocker on the TV, that's so freaking crazy good. Like, she did that all. Like, shout out you. Thank you, girl. But yeah. If you're trying to, like, decenter yourself from, like, billionaires and the apps they own, hit my sister up. She'll tell you some alternatives. Also, Reddit is your best friend. Go on Reddit. That's what my sister uses all the time to try to find new things. Because people are over there. There's, like, trolls. Like, there's rude people. But, like, there's mainly people who are just trying to help and just trying to do the same thing you're trying to do, which is, like, decenter, like, billionaires who don't give a fuck about you or the UX or UI. Because I realized on my Instagram, now there's, like, I have assistive touch on my phone because it's superior. I love that shit. I missed the fucking button on the iPhone. I said it. So I have assistive touch. And, like, there's, like, this Meta AI, like, circle that's on your, like, main page. If you were to, like, swipe back up to a post, it'll show up. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, that shit's ugly as fuck. And then now on your profile, like, everything shifted, like, left a bit. Like, your followers and your following and your posts, like, shifted left. Like, at least the writing for your, like, your profile and your bio. And I was like, why would anyone do this? Like, why? And I started thinking of, like, why are we ruining shit? Like, were we just fucking bored this year? We wanted to fuck shit up, but no one asked for? Like, why don't you try to stop people getting hacked and shit? Like, why don't we fix the fucking algorithm? How about that? What's wrong with y'all? Everything, apparently. But, yeah. That's some stupid shit, man. But yeah, she's gonna delete that soon. God bless her, because I already told her, I was like, this shit pissing me off. I don't even use it that much. I think this year I'm gonna release it to shitpost. Like, because I love Pinterest. Ugh. And it's not because I was part of that campaign. I love Pinterest down. Like, it's just so much fun. Follow me on Pinterest. Maybe I'll put it in my link tree. But, like, I love Pinterest. So I feel like every month I'm just gonna put a mood board for the month from Pinterest, because I fucking love Pinterest so much. And who gives a fuck? Instagram is such a joke. Everything is such a joke. Oh my god, I think months ago, from like an episode months ago, I said that I was reading oh my god, what the fuck was I reading? Oh my god. I was reading this book. It was like an anti-war book. Someone go back to like, what's on my brain post? And I put like, I was like, I'm trying to read this book and I'm trying to finish it. I have had to reread this book like 4 times. Like, I'm on the 4th reread because I just like read hella because I get hella excited and then I stop reading. And it's been like months. I think it's been like 6 months since I picked that shit back up. So I picked it up the other day, dusted her off, and I started reading her again. But you guys, should we do a reading club? Should we do a book club, you guys? I'm really trying to reread 1984 just because I lost all my notes from it when I was in high school and read it. And I'm like, fuck, I want to reread it so I know what I was saying. I want to say those things again and save some quotes. Because, come on, the world is a fucking 1984. Like, for real, if y'all read that in high school, I think. Yeah, you know what I mean. But, yeah, little side tangent about social media and all that shit. But, yeah, I'm trying to get on YouTube. We'll figure that shit out. And a little part of me just wants to shitpost on TikTok. Because why the fuck not? That place is a joke, too. I think someone on TikTok said, like, after the ban happened for, like, 2 minutes. What the fuck? They were like, also people are just fucking sellouts. Anyway, greedy ass motherfuckers, sellouts. Blech. Anyways, people were saying like, once they logged back in, it felt like someone went into their room, moved something or took something away. And like, you just can't put your finger on it. And I feel the same way. Like, I'm like looking around. I'm like, my algorithm is not algorithming. I don't know if people relate or they're just like, no, mama, that's just you. But, like, my shit used to hit. Like, my For You page, banger after banger after banger. Now it's like, who the fuck is this? Who is this? And I'm like, not interested, block, block, not interested. Because I'm like, who are these creators? What are these people even talking about? Who even are you? I don't want you on my shit. But we'll see how long I last on TikTok, because I removed it from my homepage on my phone and I put it into a folder so I would use it less, because I'm wasting my fucking precious moments on that app. And currently I'm not learning anything or seeing anything. And I just like use TikTok as like outfit inspo and like music, because this is another thing that I'm like irked about. And I'm about to make another episode of like the ins and outs of 2025, according to me. And an in for me is like, let's start posting or like uploading our concert shit, like videos, onto YouTube. No more on TikTok. No more on TikTok. Onto YouTube. Let's go back to that. Because I remember when I was younger, like I would go on the family computer and watch so many like concert videos and all this shit. Like the reason why I found Kevin Abstract and I used to listen to his music is because I used to watch his concert videos on YouTube. And I'm like, can we go back to that? Please. I know people are like, I don't want to see your fucking phone at the concert. That's not going to change. So let's just put them to work, you guys. Let's just put them to work and make them like, hey, mama, put that shit horizontal and no longer vertical and upload that shit onto YouTube. Please and thank you. But then also copyright isn't a fucking big thing. Those are fucking whores and they're greedy assholes. Yeah, like that's another in for this year. But I was saying, like, yeah, maybe I'll go on to TikTok. I don't even fucking know. I think I'm just so, like, not bothered anymore. I really wish y'all could see what I look like right now. My hair is up in a bun, and I have so many flyaways. I recently cut my bangs because I couldn't see anymore. And did I do a good job? No, probably not. I was using some kitchen scissors, and then my dad was like, don't do that shit. And he gave me some shears, and I was like, thank you, Father. And he was like, I think those are dull, though. They are. And I just still rocked with it. So, like, there's a good chunk of uneven bits, but so be it, man. I don't care. New look. Come on, new year, new me. Let's go back to what I wanted this initial episode to be about, which is, like, just, like, a recap. But, again, it's free dress, so, like, it's everything under the sun. So, December is my birth month. Shout out me. Shout out the Capricorns. I don't give a fuck about you Sagittariuses. But one of the only festive things I did for my birthday was I made my friends Mika, Lauren, and my sister Monty go see Shrek the Musical with me, because I fucking love Shrek. Shrek is just that girl to me. Like, that movie's like my comfort movie. I love it so much. The humor, the music is amazing. So I was so geeked to go see Shrek. We get there, there's kids and like families, maybe there's people our age and like people who are kind of like olders, they're like mid-30s, late 20s, you feel me, like that age. And I'm like, okay, word. And we saw it in a theater in SF, like I don't even remember what it's called, but it's like near the new IKEA off of Market, like that's all I know. But yeah, so like the show begins and immediately the first number, the first song, I was like, oh, I'm gonna hate this shit. So mind you, like it follows the same story as Shrek, but all the songs were like made for this musical, and I thought it was gonna carry like the same like oomph of the soundtrack of Shrek. I don't know if that's stupid or naive in me, but it did not at all, and that shit was so fucking bad to me. I hated it. I was trying to flash my light on the program to see how many songs were left in the first half because of how much I hated it. There was this one person who would sing, this one girl, she played Gingy at some parts. I wanted to sock her in the back of the head because her voice sounded like nails to a chalkboard to me. And maybe the other people in my little party, like my friends and my sister, was like, hey, that's a little too harsh. But to me, I was like, so like, I fucking hate it. And I felt so bad because I made my friends pay to watch this shit for my birthday. And I was just like, I was just waiting for intermission to come. I was like, oh God, I hate this shit. And like the humor and all that stuff, like they try to put into the story was giving like millennial core. And I'm not saying that's bad, but it's so on the nose and so like, it's not Shrek. It's not funny. It's not like, ooh, it's not edgy. It's, you know, like, I don't know. I was just like, why the fuck were you making jokes about AI? Like, what's up with that? I don't know. And the only song that I liked was a song that Lord Farquaad sang. Like, that shit was banging. It was so good. It slapped. But everything else, snore fest. Literally wanted to leave. It was a snooze fest. I was literally out here, like, trying to leave. I was counting on my hands how many songs were left in the second act. And I'm not saying, like, it was horrible, because clearly the audience loved that shit. I was just one of the very few, probably, that was like, what the fuck was this? But then the more I, like, sat with it, was like, you know what? Me as a person and my, like, what I like and who, like, just, like, I don't know how to say, my demographic was not thought of in the writer's room. We were not in the writer's room, you guys. And is that bad? No. Like, it's fine. But I was like, fuck, why'd you call Shrek the Musical? Y'all should have called it something else, because this is, Shrek would be ashamed to have his name up there right now amongst all y'all little bitches, because this was awful. Awful! Yeah, I felt like I needed to be cleansed after that and watch Shrek again, and I did, because that shit was just so, I hated the music. The original music was so fucking bad. Like, what are we singing about, you guys? Who made these lyrics? Like, y'all need to get a new person for real. And again, if you watch Shrek the Musical anywhere, I think she's on tour right now, so, but don't pay for her. And if you do, maybe, like, pay for the nosebleeds, because why did I pay for a kind of good seat? Why did I pay for a kind of good seat? That's on me. No, it's not. It's my birthday. I was treating myself. Anyways. So that was, like, my one thing for my birthday that I did, and I was like, fuck this noise, never again. Then I started thinking, I was like, oh, maybe musicals aren't for me. But then I'm like, no, the music just fucking sucked, girl. Like, it's fine. Because then I watched, I watched Wicked in theaters, and I was like, wow, this music's, like, really fucking good. And mind you, like, I didn't know shit about Wicked, minus, like, honestly, I didn't know shit about Wicked. I know shit about, like, Dorothy and, like, all that jazz, but, like, I didn't know about what Wicked was about at all, and then I didn't know the music. And then I watched it, and I was like, wow, y'all really did y'all big one on this one. Did they lose me towards the end? Yes, they did. That motherfucker was, like, 3 hours long, so, of course, they lost me towards the end. I was tired. My butt was tired. It was, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of my fault to go with my friends that late at night, but it's, like, we're busy girls. Like, we gotta go late. But, yeah, I was, like, low-key sick of it. I was like, can we speed it up? And the fact that it was only a part one, hello. But it's fine. I'm waiting patiently for the second one. I enjoyed it, though. But yeah, I was like, no, Eleanor, you do like musicals. Because I love Mamma Mia, the fuck. And I saw the Lion King on Broadway. I'm a liar. I saw The Little Mermaid on Broadway with Drew Seeley. Shout out that man. And, what's it called? Another Cinderella Story. There we go. And Another Cinderella Story. Come on. Yeah, he was in The Little Mermaid. I watched him when I went to New York for, like, we were on vacation. I don't even know. We were there for, like, 3 days. But anyways, that was good. But yeah, Shrek the Musical, 2 thumbs down in my book. Honestly, Lord Farquaad low-key carried. So I'm going to give it 1 thumbs to the side, mainly almost to the bottom, and 1 thumbs down. But after that, for that month, like, I didn't do much. Oh, this is what we did. We went to the snow. Like, my sister and I went with my cousin's family to Lake Tahoe to ski, but we, like, stayed in Reno because it's cheaper. Come on. And, like, I know how to ski. My sister wanted to snowboard because, like, we both learned how to ski when we were younger. And, like, she was like, I don't do that shit anymore. I want to learn something new. So she decided to snowboard. And none of our snow gear fits anymore, clearly, because we are grown-ass women. And we mainly went when we were, like, 8. So, and the last time I ever went was I was, like, 16. So we were like, we have to buy new shit. And mind you, like, that shit is so expensive. Like, when my parents bought me my stuff, we bought it, like, all on sale at, like, Big Five. Or they were, like, hand-me-downs from my cousins. And y'all, like, oh, my God. I had to buy new pants because my pants did not fit anymore. And because I'm short, I'm not even that short. But, like, none of the snow pants would fit me properly because they'd be so freaking long. And the only brand that made, like, short snow pants was North Face. And I paid $170 for my pants. And they were supposed to be, like, $200. But because I'm a Sports Basement member, I got a discount. And I was just like, my pockets, they're touching. Because they were touching, y'all. And I decided not to buy. I was like, I cannot afford to buy a new snow coat, so I'm gonna just use my raincoat. Because she's Gore-Tex, like, she'll work, but, like, what's sad, it was, like, snowing hella hard on the third day. And, like, everyone's using the hood of their, like, snow jacket to put over their helmet. But, like, my shit is not fit because it's not made for that. And I was just like, I had a bunch of snow in my hood. And I was just living like that. And now, since safety is a priority on the slopes, it's kind of, like, frowned upon, or, like, you shouldn't do that if you don't have a helmet. So I had to buy a helmet, too. Like, my sister was borrowing it from our cousin. And I have, like, a big-ish head. Like, I'm not even gonna front. I hikey got a big head. It's, like, the main reason why I can never wear, like, a fitted cap. I always have to wear, like, a snap bag because I don't want to go to a LIDS and, like, feel bad. Because I already do when I try on hats and, like, that shit is, like, tight as fuck on my head. And it feels like it's just, like, into my head. So I was like, okay, like, I'll go buy a new helmet. It's whatever. Those shits are expensive. So I went to, like, two different stores. Like, I bought one from REI and I bought one from Sports Basement. And when I was at Sports Basement, I found one that I really, really liked, but it didn't have, like, a, like, medium. I found out I was a medium-sized head, you guys. Also, after I gave you all this shit about how I have a huge head. No, Eleanor. You have a huge head, but in snow helmet gear and helmet, you're a size medium. So I went up to this lady and I was like, hey, can I get a medium in this helmet? And she's like, yeah, of course. She goes to the back, she comes back out, and she hands me this box, and she looks at me and goes, Asian fit? And I look at her and I'm like, what? I don't say that out loud, but in my head I'm like, what'd you just say to me? Because I'm like so confused. And I look at the box, and in this red stickers like on the box, and it says Asian fit. So I just grab it from her and I'm like, thank you. And I look at Monty and I'm like, what is this? And Monty's like, dude, it has to be something like real because there's a sticker on it, so I'm gonna just look it up. And I'm like opening the box and then I'm like, the helmet looks normal, like whatever. I try to put that shit on my head, it does not fit. And then Monty goes and tells me, like, Eleanor, Asian fit is for Asian people's heads because apparently, like, they're more I don't even know what they said, but it's, like, more, the top of your head is, like, a bit different, and, like, snow helmets are made mainly for, like, European heads. But this is the thing, you guys. I didn't tell that woman to give me an Asian fit helmet. I didn't say anything. She just gave it to me. She said, that's an Asian right there. I'm gonna give her this helmet. And what's so silly is, like, it wasn't like my hair was down. Like, you can't really tell. My hair was, like, tied hella back in a ponytail, so you could see, like, the shape of my head. And it was funny because Monty was like, she was too busy looking at your eyes. She didn't look at your head, and your head's huge. And I was like, you're fucking right, girl. She just saw your eyes. They look a little small to me. I'm gonna give you the Asian fit. Like, girl, you did not do any of us a favor, because I went up to her and I was like, hey, like, do you just have, like, a regular one? She's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, why didn't you not give me that one in the first place, girl? I didn't ask for no fucking Asian fit. Imagine I wasn't Asian, too. That would have been weird as fuck. Come on, Gran, you white? That's not looking too good. But anyways, like, that Sports Basement, I've had two things happen to me there when the people are just, like, strange. And I'm like, what's up with that? But then again, like, if you go to, like, outdoorsy, like, department stores or, like, stores, it's predominantly white. And they kind of just look at you either crazy or they're really helpful. Everyone at REI is hella nice. But I don't know what about the Sports Basement in Berkeley. They'd be looking at me funny and treating me weird. But to each their own, I guess. But yeah, we went to the snow. It was a cute moment. Shout out Montserrat for driving, because a bitch was scared. I only drove in, and I think I wasn't scared because it was nighttime, so I couldn't see shit. And I didn't even know that I was driving on snow. I should have been more, like, careful, because I was kind of like, I'll whip in that motherfucker. So I was driving kind of fast. Monty was scared and she didn't even tell me. I wish she told me, because I wouldn't have been driving. Well, I wasn't driving unsafe. I was just driving like, it was like the regular road, but there was snow on the road. I just couldn't tell. But we made it, so it didn't matter then. But we hit a freaking large ass like sandstorm, and it ruined the glass in front of my car. My windshield, there we go. It ruined my windshield, and now I have all these specs on my windshield, but, like, my dad told me he'll take care of it, so I'm like, yippee, because I cannot afford to fix my windshield right now. Like, you guys, someone take away my PayPal, because PayPal came up with, like, you can pay in 4 payments. Y'all, I use that shit like no one's business. I'm still paying off shit I bought on Black Friday. Like, oh my god, if a trip allowed you, like, an airplane, like ticket allows you to pay for via PayPal, man, I'd be in Japan right now. But thank God it doesn't, because I don't have the money for that. But yeah, y'all, I'm paying off a thing from Bath and Body Works. I'm paying off a bag. Like, are you well, Eleanor? No. Oh, another thing that I did, I went to San Diego for my friend Giorgio's birthday, just for like the weekend, because I was like, you know what? I miss my friends. I'm down the dumps. I need to see the homies. And I stayed with Grace, and that shit was the best. I love San Diego, y'all. Like, I see myself living there at one point in my life just because I love it so much. Like, it calls my name, you guys. San Diego calls my name. Every time I'm there, I just feel so at home. And why is the food so fucking good? The food is so good. It's literally a crime. It's so good. Like, what the fuck, you guys? Y'all hiding this all to yourselves? Rude. And she brought me to this place. I think it's called Friends of Friends. If I'm lying and I'm wrong, forgive me. I'm sorry, Grace. Put it in the comments, because I think that's what it's called. But they had this chocolate cake thing. Y'all, it's so hard to find a place that just sells you a slice of chocolate cake or a slice of cake, period, or a sweet treat. And oh my God, this place did it. Like, that shit was so good. I was fiending for it when I was out here, when I landed the plane, because I was flying that motherfucker. No. When I landed in the plane, I was fiending. Like, I was like, oh, I should have bought like three from that place and brought it home, because I ate half of it and I saved the other half, and I was like, I can't wait to eat this. And I ate that so fast. I ate it so fast, and I miss it dearly. But yeah, like, I just miss San Diego. I want to go back. I love it there. I love the weather. I love the fact that it's so close to the ocean and Mexico, because, like, one of these days, I'm like, I want to go stay with Grace and just have a day trip to, if you heard my sister sneeze, let's all say bless you. 1, 2, 3. Bless you. I just, like, want to go to TJ. Like, let's go to TJ. Let's see what's up. But let me get fluent in Spanish first. Because, oh my God, this is, like, another, like, I need to do this year. Because I'm really trying to go to Peru with my friend Maria. I want to go so bad. She just came back, I think, like, 2 weeks ago from Peru. And she was telling me all about it. And, like, I want to eat Peruvian food. Like, I can always go to her house. But, like, I want to be in Peru. I want to see the alpacas. I want to go to, I want to go to their little, like, their mercados, and I want to eat the salchipapas. Like, come on. So I want to go really badly, but I really, really, really need to learn Spanish. I know Spanish, kind of. I always say I'm no sabo, and Maria gets mad at me because she's like, you're not. But I am. She's just nice about it. I'm, like, not no sabo where I'm, like, I sound crazy, but I only know how to talk about myself. You know, like, I only know how to say I statements in present tense. When it comes to past tense, oh, I'm getting a little kind of cuckoo bananas. I get messed up. And, like, I can understand when people talk to me, but there's, like, if somebody was from, like, a probably, like, I've realized I'm, like, I can't really understand Spanish when it comes from, like, people from the Dominican Republic. I remember July 4th, we went to Antioch to a pool, like a community pool, and there was people from the Dominican Republic, and they were speaking, and I was just trying to understand what they were saying, and I was just like, oh, I'm a failure of a person, like, I can't understand, and that's my bad. And, like, the same, because, like, Spanish is, like, different across Spanish-speaking countries, like, it's all different, like, the accent, what they use words for, and, like, slang and shit like that, and, like, I don't know, and I, like, yeah, I'm Mexican, so I understand, like, when my family speaks to me, but, like, sometimes when, like, Maria's mom or dad speaks to me, I'm like, what'd you just say to me? And they'll have to just repeat it back to me slower, because I'm just like, huh? Because in my mind, I'm still translating Spanish to English, so if it's, like, in an accent that I'm not so used to, I don't understand what you're saying, like, I'll have a little pause. And that's why I listen to a lot of Spanish music. Like, all last year, I only literally listened to Spanish music. Like, my top 5 on Spotify rap was just Spanish. No, it wasn't. I had cigarettes after sex, but anyways. So it, like, helps me listen to different people from different countries, like, sing in Spanish, so I can, like, better understand accents and, like, words that are common over there and shit like that. So I really want to go to Peru, so I really need to save up. I need to save up. And my friends also want to go to Japan. So I'm like, I really gotta save up, mama, because I'm trying to ball out in Japan. I'm trying to shop. The fuck? Like, I want to get salvaged denim. Do I need that? No. But I'm in Japan. I might as well. And also this year, like, I really want to start venturing out and eating more countries' food. I really fucked up and I didn't eat any Ethiopian food when I was in LA. And I always said I would go and I just never went. And that's my bad because now I don't even know where to go. Maybe I'll just wait to go to LA again and I'll go. Because there's this one place Grace told me about. I think they went to the one they said, what was it? It was an Insecure. And Issa Rae went and she was like, this shit bang. And I think everyone went and that place does bang. I think her and Giorgio went and they went and I think they said it was good. But yeah, I want to go there. But yeah, I'm trying to like venture out because I'm not picky, but like there's a lot of countries' foods I've never eaten and I wanna venture out and try. I wanna try because when I was in San Diego, I was like, fuck, food is good. And venturing out, trying other like cultures' food, that's a treat. Like, thank you for sharing this delicacy with me. So I'm gonna try to do that. Another thing, I'm trying to be more like involved in my community. Like I already am. But I like need to be more, especially like I'm trying to. My sister wants to be like a park ranger, like that's her dream. Like imagine I just told you that that bitch is an engineer. Yeah, she went to school, did all that shit to become an engineer, and now is like I want to become a park ranger. So real. So I want to do like more volunteering in nature, and like planting trees, picking up trash, or doing something along those lines. There's an event in the Bay this weekend and I'm gonna show my sister because maybe we'll go and because I think they're gonna plant trees or clean up something. They're gonna do something and I want to go do that with my sister because it's fun and it's something like good to do because especially with, like the fires and like it's really fucking cold out here and we had like one of the biggest rainstorms ever in the Bay like experience. Like we were flooding. Like my mom always says like Mother Nature is upset. She's irritated, she's angry, she's fed up with us. So if I could do my part of like just fixing her up a little bit, then I feel like it'll be all worthwhile. And I really implore y'all to do the same. Cause we need to save her. We need to take care of her too. Cause she takes care of us every day with her oxygen. Come on. What's another thing? Oh my gosh. This is something that I'm excited for, but also like what the fuck? If you like basketball, like the NBA, or you just live in the Bay, maybe you know we are hosting the All-Star game this year. I think it's next month. Yeah, it's next month. It is like an exciting time because I remember when we hosted the Super Bowl. It's fun to be in the city because they like have events and stuff that you can go to, and it's like cool and stuff. So I was like, oh, I wonder what the NBA like All-Star game is gonna like bring of like. Of course, like hella tourists, but there's always a bunch of tourists. But I wonder if like there's gonna be events, and apparently there's a scavenger hunt already. But like, whatever. But I was just also thinking because if you are up to date with the politics or like the news from out here, it's rough skis. Everyone's getting their car bipped. People are just getting robbed in the streets just cause. People are just getting jumped just cause. Like nothing, not even getting robbed. They're just getting jumped. What else? People are smash and grabs that been happening. Just smashing windows for no fucking reason. And just like, oh, fentanyl rampant in the streets. Like, no fucking joke. If you know anyone in the Bay, they're like, oh, it's not even that bad. It's bad. Like, it's bad. Like, you know, like you can go places that are like, oh, crime. But like, it's bad. Like, the Fent Fold is no joke. Like when I went to go see Shrek, I haven't been like driving in downtown. I usually take the train in, like I take BART in, so I don't really like be walking around Market or like South of Market. But we had a pass by. We were in South of Market near 6th Street. Holy fuck! Like it's been a. I haven't really seen people like the privilege that I have. Like I haven't seen people deal drugs. I've only like when weed was like, illegal. I saw that shit like twice. But again, it was like weed. Like, wasn't no like hard drug, like fucking fentanyl, and like seeing people like buying that shit like right in front of you, and then when you wrap the block again, you see the same person now folded over and look like a zombie, and you're just like, wow, this pains my soul. Like this pains my soul. Like you want to do something about it. So like this NBA All-Star game is coming and you know, like people are just gonna go to downtown. There ain't nothing there anymore to be honest, but people are just gonna do sightseeing. And I always wonder, I'm like, what's the city gonna do? Like Salesforce, they have like this conference that happens like every year. And, I think they threatened, they're like, we're not doing this shit anymore because it's too scary over here. But I think they like, I think they like the city like cleaned up like a perimeter of where they have the little conference. So they're like, wow, it's so nice. But like the rest of us are like, y'all just pushed it to our neighborhood. But again, I don't live in the city. I live in the East Bay, so I don't get to like really see that. But yeah, I don't know what they're gonna do, because well, I do know what they're gonna do. This is a typical of what SF does. If anyone comes, oh my god, I remember one time, I think it was like a politician, I don't even remember who the fuck it was. Either was like Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, or Gavin Newsom. It was one of them three. They came, and I think there was like a street they were gonna pass like quite often to where they were going. And this street has hella unhoused folk and like hecka garbage like everywhere. So what they did was like get the unhoused folk, move them to a different part of the city, hose down the street, and then like truck in these big ass planter pots to put in the street to make it look pretty. And I was like, I love, it's like putting makeup on a fucking pig. And then when that politician or whatever left, they removed the planters and were like, yeah, everyone can just go back to where they usually were, you guys. And it's like, wow, like y'all really don't give a fuck, huh? They don't. And another thing is like the fucking toll, y'all. I don't know if y'all live in a place or places where y'all got a lot of bridges, y'all gotta pay a lot of toll, because we do. The toll to the Bay Bridge and another bridge, because I also when I drive into the city and when I go to Vallejo, I pay toll. And it's like typical, and I go to Vallejo a lot. Now the toll for Vallejo and the Bay Bridge and probably other bridges too, the Golden Gate always been $9, which is bonkers to me. But I also get it, because they be paying that motherfucker like every month. But anyways, yeah, that shit $9. Oh my god, okay, anyways. Now it's like $8. Monday through Sunday, $8. And I remember like I think it was like December, I don't know when, I was like driving the city and I saw that they were raising the fucking price, and I was like, where the fuck is the money going? Like, where is the money going for this fucking bridge? Because when I was in San Diego with Grace, I was complaining to her about it, because I was complaining about like the mayor in SF, and I was complaining about the mayor in Oakland. And I don't know if the current mayor in Oakland, or like the one from last year, is still the mayor, because they started putting up these billboards when you're driving through Oakland on the freeway about how great the mayor is and like the things that she did for the city. And I'm sitting there like, what in the propaganda is this shit? Did you spend like taxpayers' dollars making this fucking billboard? If you did, you're ridiculous. Like, you're horrible. What the fuck is wrong with you? But yeah, the mayor is fucking sucked. But I think SF got a new mayor. Anyways, yeah. Like, where the fuck is the money going? And I was telling my sister, because I was like, dude, there better not be one fucking pothole, one light out on the bridge. The lines better be a crisp white. Like, because we don't have toll people anymore. It's all, like, the fast track, just, they scan your plate and they send it to your house. So I'm like, where's the money going? Because when I was growing up, toll was like $4 or $5 depending on the day of the week. And then it went up to only $5. Then it went up to $6. And then it went up to $7. And it was $7 for a cool minute. Now $8? Ridiculous. But my sister said that while she was watching the news that they're being audited. So we're going to figure out where that fuck that money is going. Because it for surely is not going to the bridge. Because what are you doing with the money, y'all? Oh my gosh. This is another thing I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all really need to get involved in your local politics. Or just like understand who your mayor is. And like what decisions they're making. Because I'm finding after the recent election, you already know, fuck that fucking old bitch in office. He could suck my dick. What the fuck? Anyways, people like who were like, I'm not voting. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. If you want to vote for the president, it's your right. I'm going to let you do that. But like, can you at least like vote for your local props? And they're like, no. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is affecting you and the people in your community. You don't give a fuck. Like, for the president one, like, I'm literally not going to yell at people to vote. I think everyone should vote. Practice your right. But again, people are on some other shit. So they're like, I'm not going to vote. And I'm like, okay. Okay, girl. But can you at least vote in your local election? They're like, no. Okay. Okay, so when that toll is fucking $8 and you're wondering where the money is going, I'm gonna be like, yo, fuck you. Because maybe it was on the ballot or something. I don't know. It's something like that where I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, fucking read or something. Knowledge is power, brother. Like, come on now. But yeah, I've like know so many people who are like, I don't vote in like local stuff. Why don't you vote in local stuff? Do you not live in this community? And it just always irks me because they're like, power to the people, power to, it's always the power to the people, people. They're like, power to the people, posting all this shit on Instagram, but they won't vote in their local election. Power to the who? Power to the people? But it's not your community. Okay. Heard. Noted. Also, it's just so fucking funny. There's like a bunch of white people that I know. They're always like, now they're just like social justice warriors. And they're like, get educated. And I'm like, the call's coming from inside the house. Why don't you get educated? Because your audience been living like this their whole life. Are you good? Like, it's good to be like, yeah, let's get educated. But it's like yelling at people too. And I was like, you just started. You know nothing. You have to be taught these things when versus like people who have lived it. It's just a very interesting thing now. I just like love performative activism. It's just so fucking funny. I remember in UCLA, I took a class and we did like a whole thing about it. And I don't know. It's just seeing it happen in real life to people I know. And you're just sitting there like, oh, you social justice warrior, you. Do you feel good? Do you feel good about not voting in your local politics? Do you feel good? Do you feel good that we don't have a fucking bike lane anymore? Does that make you feel good? Like, are you fucking insane in the membrane? But yeah, that's my other rant. I've just been, like, I'm very community-based. I don't fucking trust no politician to make my world a better place. I trust my community because they act fast and they actually care. So when I just, like, see people like that and they're like, I didn't vote at all. And I'm like, not even in your fucking props, but the sidewalks about implementing inclusive like sidewalks so the blind and hard hearing are able to cross the street safely. Interesting. The power to the people, right? But anyways, we're cutting down to the end of it. But thank you so much for always listening to me. I know I just be yapping and screaming. But yeah, lately I've just been really pissed the fuck off with people and their lack of empathy. I think I went to go see Paprika with Sonia the other day. We were like talking and she was like, she hates when people only isolate their empathy for one event. Like she was like, she said something so smart. She was like, they act like empathy is a scarce like entity. Like you, or something. She said it way better, but she's like, empathy is like a scarce good. Like you can't use it everywhere when it's not. Like, to be empathetic is so powerful. To understand and want to understand someone's situation is just so much better than you just ignoring and being ignorant, being judgmental. I rewatched Ted Lasso. Love Ted Lasso. I hate the fact that it's on Apple TV just because it's such a good series. I wish more people could watch it. I think like Jason Sudeikis, that's his name, right? The man that plays Ted Lasso, whatever. Ted Lasso in the show was like, I'd rather like to be curious or to judge, and I'd rather be curious because at least you learn something, and that's so real. So going into 2025, I'm trying to be more curious. I already am, just because like I love knowing the why, and I love talking to people about it too, and learning from people and like reading when I can. But like this dyslexia really stops the girl. I was telling my sister, I was like, I always ask her this, do the words float on the page sometimes? Like it looks 3D, and she's like, no. And I was like, okay. And then she shat on me the other day because I was doing Legos and I fucked something up really bad. And she was like, did you even read it? And I was like, I literally confided in you the other day that sometimes words be looking 3D as fuck to me. And she was like, oh. And I was like, rude. Rude as fuck. What the hell? But yeah, just like don't judge. Like to be rude about it. Because I know I'm a judgmental person. I'll be judging a book by its cover. But I won't like count somebody out, you know? Like, I love to be surprised and I love to be wrong. I don't know. People are just, like, hate to be wrong these days or take fault. It's so annoying. I think, like, the most powerful and the most human thing a person can do is to admit fault and admit when they're wrong. Because it just goes to prove that they're, like, a human being. If you have never been wrong in your life, you're literally an idiot. It means that you have no growth and nothing has ever happened to you. Or, like, you're just not curious enough or you don't care enough about your growth as a person. Like, you dumb fuck. But yeah, I'm trying really hard too, not to like say so many bad words, but again, lately I've been so upsetty spaghetti that it's just, like, been in my brain. And my brain is kind of, like, spaghetti right now because of, like, y'all, if y'all can feel my back, it's a motherfucking slip and slide. And I really need my meds. And that's something about you know what I'm trying to say. Like, the insurance in the U.S. is just, like, so crazy bonkers because I got insurance. I already called to get my shit set up. But the fact that, like, even though I already got, like, yeah, you got it, mama, like, I don't automatically get it. I have to wait till February 1st. So I'm going through all what I'm going through right now when they could have just gave it to me already. I don't know what has to do with February 1st and why I have to wait almost half a month. But yeah, and it's just like so hard. And like my mom was so worried and she was like, just pay for it. Because I was talking to my friend Isabel and she was like, you know, like if you sign up with hers, like you can get your meds through that, but it'll be like $145 for a 3 month, like, for 3 months worth of meds. And I was like, see, like, I don't got $145. Is hers gonna put me on a PayPal 4 payment plan? Like, do they take PayPal? Are they gonna put me on a payment plan? But, like, of course not. And I'm currently, like, going to the gym and trying to get my mind right. But, like, because, like, I've been going to church, just trying to, like, last until I can get my meds. Because, like, I take antidepressants and I have, like, really bad anxiety and it helps with it. And, like, currently, like, I don't got it. And then I'm going through withdrawals at the same time. And it's just, like, not, and I'm on my period this week. So it's just, like, triple whammy. Like, no fucking good. But I hope y'all are doing way better than me. I really am. And if y'all are Apple Music users, hit me up. Let me know something. I'm trying to follow people on Apple Music. I'm about to switch my Spotify account to my Apple Music one on my link tree on the Instagram. Follow me, unreliablenarrator.mp3 on Instagram. Fuck Meta. Fuck, who the fuck owns Meta again? That used to be Facebook, right? Fuck Mark Zuckerberg. Literally, if I see his bitch ass somewhere, I'm literally telling him, fuck you, you whack ass bitch. Because he is. But yeah. Also, if you guys want to know any of the things you can do to decenter, like social media or use something else, I will hit my sister up. I'll ask her. Like, if you all use Goodreads, there's another thing that you should use instead of Goodreads because that motherfucker's owned by Jeff Bezos. And his ugly ass bald headed bitch. Ugh. I'm not saying people who are bald headed are evil. It's fine, but just him. Ugh. But yes, thank you so much for tuning in. I've missed y'all so very much. Please give me your thoughts on anything I said. If you agree, if you disagree, I would love to have a dialogue. I don't think you all should agree with me every single time I speak because I am wrong too. Like, be curious, y'all. Not judgmental. Maybe a little judgmental. I would judge me too. Fuck. But I've enjoyed speaking to y'all again. I've missed it. I'm trying my best to get back on the horse that I was never on. And, you know, like, take this podcast somewhere it's never been before, aka to consistency. My next episode, again, is going to be the ins and outs, or what I think is in and what's out in 2025. Hope y'all like that, just because I'm so opinionated. I would love for a good argument to happen. I want someone to slide up in my DMs or text me being like, you're so wrong, bitch. That shit is not out. Or like, that shit is not in, you weirdo. You're trying to make something happen. It's not going to happen. But yeah, if y'all have any remedies about a bald spot, let me know. This is not even a bald spot in my hairline that I have, but something I was born with, but I fucking hate it, and that's the reason why I can never be a model, you guys. Like, not like I would ever be one, but thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your, I don't even know what I wanted to say. I was like, you know what, it's just like, I'm your DJ's favorite DJ. I'm your podcaster's favorite podcaster. Yeah, I don't know. I'm your influencer's favorite influencer, just know it. And swipe up if you want me to go on TikTok and do outfits of the days. Can we bring back outfit of the days on Instagram? Like, I want to know what we're wearing, you guys. I'm so bored. I want to swipe up and be like, oh, where'd you get that? Or like, that should look really nice. Or just heart it. Like, I love an OTD. I love an OTN outfit of the night. Come on now. I'm trying to know something, y'all. Let's bring it back. Let's bring back casual posting. Maybe it's just who I follow. Ugh. And everyone cares too much. It might be that. Fuck. Maybe I need to be the trendsetter. You know? What if I am the change? We'll see about it. Also, I don't even know if this sock on the mic did anything. We'll see when I, like, edit this thing, but thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, or the second volume of Free Dress. Let me know if you like episodes like this, and I will talk to you very soon. Goodbye.